Blog Talk Radio.
Link on my Facebook.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Flavor, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to the evening edition of Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds. It is Tuesday, February 7th, and we want to welcome you all to the show. Cheryl is hanging out with us in the chat room. Hello, Cheryl. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Hulan's name. That is our guest this evening, and that should bring you right into the chat room. Our phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Known as the Doctor of Jazz, Hulan is a rheumatologist by day and a saxophonist by night. His second CD, After Hours, was released today and is available on iTunes, Amazon, and Hulan's website, hulan.com. Hulan, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you so very much for inviting me.
It's our pleasure. Now, this intrigues me that you are a rheumatologist.
Yeah, that's my passion. That's my day job.
Really? How did you get into that?
Well, I've always, I liked sports medicine, I liked orthopedics, but I also liked being very comprehensive, and I like the internal medicine aspect. Rheumatology sort of gives me the best of both worlds, and it's what I do is exceedingly gratifying, okay. To be able to take people who are disabled and to be able to give them their lives back and to be able to make changes in people's life and impact them. I couldn't ask for anything more.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been practicing rheumatology since 1990 when I graduated from the University of Wisconsin, a medical school, and finished my residency and my fellowship there. And I spent the first 3 years practicing with a group in Racine, Wisconsin called the Curtin Medical Group.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had merged with the hospital, All Saints Medical Group, and I worked there for 5 years. But I came to Florida in 98 and have been here ever since.
Okay. So now do you have your own practice? Are you with a group of rheumatologists?
No, I'm solo.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I couldn't ask anything more. So I run my own practice. I have an infusion center, MRI, my own lab, my own ultrasound, my own bone density scan. I try to have it set up as a one-man stop.
Wow. Okay, so now the next question is, do you get a lot of sports figures in?
Primarily just high school. There's no professional sports in this area.
Okay.
The next nearest professional team is 5 hours away. That would be Jacksonville or Tampa or Miami.
Mm-hmm.
There's no professional team, so it's primarily just high school.
Okay.
There's no major colleges in this area either, so it's primarily high school and intramural sports.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Well, congratulations. Rheumatology.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, and that's your passion. That was your niche, and so it works for you. Good. Good. All right. So tell us about After Hours. This is your second CD. Tell us about this one.
After Hours, I wanted to try to do things a little different. I wanted to add a little bit of a R&B feel in it. I wanted a little bit of a crossover. But I also wanted something that had more of a late night feeling, that little nightclub feeling. This is where I came up with it. There's a song on there that's a little play on words called Second Opinion, which was something I do in my practice all the time when people come in for a second opinion. So I wrote a song about that. But the rest of it is more of an evening type of music relaxation. And did a little R&B with the Always and Forever and with the 2 in the Morning with Howard Hewitt. But I didn't want to stray too far away from my heart, which is jazz. But I had to try to make the songs a little unique and give it my own spin.
Mm-hmm.
And try to create my own voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, as Dave, you know, I remember meeting Dave Kaz once, and I told him, I really would love to be able to play like you. And he says, don't play like me, play like you.
Play like you, that's right.
Play like me. And so I'm not trying to sound like anybody else. I'm trying to create my own style. And that's what this is all about.
Okay. Now, your first debut, your first CD, your debut CD is called First Impressions, which was produced by Jeff Koshua. And Jeff is working with you on After Hours as well. And I read the story of how you met Jeff. So would you please share that?
Oh, that's one of the most interesting stories. I just happened to meet Jeff at a jazz concert of all places, a dinner cruise. And he was the guest artist there on the dinner cruise, and he was playing along with his iPod and his backup tracks. And he brought out his EWI and started playing it, and he started explaining about all the different things that the EWI could do. And I sort of blurted out, said, I've got to get me one of those. And so he turned to me and looked at me and says, well, not only will I sell you this one, I will teach you how to play it. And I really thought he was just joking at the time, but he was serious. So I got his address, I sent him a check, and within a week or two, I had the EWI. Then I got his schedule to find out when he was passing through Florida, and I found that he was playing in Orlando, which is about 6 hours away. I drove down to Orlando to meet him at his hotel, and he showed me how to play it. And it was the beginning of our relationship, and it's only gotten better since. I mean, it was almost an instant bond, like I had known him for years. The comfort level that we had with each other was extreme.
Mm-hmm.
From there, mm-hmm. I sort of became Jeff Koshua groupie, and we've just sort of grown on each other. And how we came to the point of doing the album, I had called him and asked him to write a jingle for the office because, you know, being sports medicine, arthritis, I was looking for a jingle. I was thinking about a tax deduction at the time. And after a while, I called him back. Let's make this jingle into a song that the whole band can play. You know, again, thinking advertising. But that's how it all started.
Interesting. I love that story.
Cool. You know, that's the abbreviated version. There's more to it, but I gave you the abbreviated version.
Okay.
No, you actually taught yourself how to play sax and everything, right?
That's true. My I never took any formal music lessons at all. In fact, my college roommate was a sax player, and he basically taught me which end of the horn to blow into. But the rest I've sort of done on my own, listening to other records, listening to other people playing and trying to emulate their sound. And that's how I started playing. And when my kids started going through music programs and I started listening to them play and while in the house, it really gave me the itch to want to better myself. And so I really started taking my horn out and really started working on it, seriously trying to gain some proficiency. And I got together with a group of doctors, and it was just supposed to be more of a social thing, you know, get together, play our instruments, and have a martini and a cigar afterwards. It really was more about the martini than
martini.
The cigars. It was about the music. But I played a song in church, and then somebody told somebody who told somebody else. Next thing you know, I got a call for them wanting me to do a gig. And I never even had a formal group at that time. And I think we had like 6 weeks that we had to pull this off to get all the band members and learn some songs. And that was the beginning.
All right. Let me welcome to the chat room Lori, Jennifer, and Cress. And she wants me to tell you hello. Hulan, Cress is in the chat room. Welcome, everyone. If you have a question for Hootline, please post that in the chat room. And again, our phone number is 646-716-5485 if you would like to call in and speak with Hootline. Now, tell us, who is on the CD? Who's working with you on the CD?
There, most of the guys that were on the first CD with me have reappeared on this. That includes Melvin Davis on bass, who's also the bass player for Gerald Albright and Kirk Whalum. There's Bill Heller on keyboards, who also plays with the Rippingtons. There's Alan Hines, who's a world-class guitar player, and Dave Hooper on drums. And that's the basic group. The 2 in the morning, and this is a nice little story, the bass player on that song, Mr. Gary Foote, happens to be a next-door neighbor. We grew up together as kids,
mm-hmm.
and took off in playing music from the time he was in high school. And I hadn't seen Gary for years, and I saw him probably about 5 years ago, and he's playing with Smokey Robinson and Blood, Sweat, and Tears now. And so he found out about what I'm trying to do, and I went out to his wedding where he got married in Las Vegas 2 years ago. And we started saying, well, let's do something together. And so that's how we came up with the 2 in the morning. That's our first collaborative effort. So childhood friends that have met up again.
Okay, now 2 in the morning is a vocal song done by Howard Hewitt. How long have you known Howard?
Very briefly. Gary actually got us together on that, and he asked me who I wanted to sing this. And we got together a list of people and looked at availability, and Howard was the one that I wanted. And mm-hmm. so we went with him, and actually we haven't had any long time really knowing each other. We really just got together for this project, but I'm really hoping we can get together and do some other things in the future. He is a phenomenal person
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
an excellent vocalist, as you know. I mean, he's mm-hmm. the guy's amazing. And so I've been blessed to be put into some great company with some outstanding people, and I think that's only going to help me in the future.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Well, let's listen to that. Hootline's new CD is called After Hours. It was released today, and it is available on iTunes, Amazon, and his website, hootline.com. His name is spelled H-U-L-O-N. This is 2 in the Morning with vocals by Howard Hewitt.
That nothing.
Trying without you. Oh.
I like that. Howard Hewitt doing 2 in the morning. That is on Hulan's new CD, After Hours. Very nice. Now, I have a question for you from the chat room. Lori would like to know, did you write the lyrics to that song?
No, I can't take credit for that.
So how many songs did you write, and how many songs did Jeff Koshua do?
I basically, most of the solos I've written. The basic song, well, of course, Always and Forever was written by Rod Templeton for the 1977's Heat Wave Group classic. The 2 in the Morning was written by my friend Gary Foote. Jeff penned the basic lyrics on the rest of the songs. All the solos are primarily mine.
Okay. All right. Well, wow. I like that. I am a big fan of Howard Hewitt anyway, and I love his voice. So I love that song, like that one. Now,
great
you
moment.
Also do a cover of Luther's, one of Luther's songs, Always and Forever. So tell us about that.
That song has always been a favorite of mine, and the lyrics when I think about the lyrics, I think about my wife, and it makes me feel how I feel about her and about my love for her always and forever. And so for me, it's just a perfect fit, especially coming out for Valentine's Day. So when I think about the words of Always and Forever, in my mind, I'm picturing my wife.
That's so sweet. And there's an instrumental version and a vocal version on this CD. And now who's doing – and I thought you were singing it, but – someone else is singing. Who's doing that?
Yeah, I'm not gifted in that department. You know, Clint Eastwood says a man's got to know his limits. The on vocals is a good friend of mine who lives here locally, Mr. Jeffrey McBride. Jeff used to be a background singer for Aretha Franklin and actually was signed to Arista Records in the 90s. Currently, he's actually singing on The Voice on TV. I'm not sure when he's actually going to show up. He's been vowed to keep it a secret. But my guess is that he's probably going to be on next week. He is a phenomenal singer. He's been very encouraging for me, and actually, believe it or not, has been giving me voice lessons. So one of these days, I might come out of my shell.
All right, well, I'm going to play that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And ironically, when I first started thinking about doing the Always and Forever, while Koshua was actually setting up his equipment for me to play it, I just happened to download the words, and I actually just started singing it. I don't know what possessed me to do that. But he turned around his chair with this wide-eyed and quizzical look and crossed his arms and says, "You know, you don't need to play that. You need to sing that." So I said, wow, this is a man who obviously knows talent when he hears it. Of course, I'd never believed that I could sing. But for someone who's of his caliber, for him to tell me that, well, maybe I have some potential. And maybe one day you'll actually hear me on a vocal. And Jeff McBride has actually given me some voice lessons now. So maybe on the next album you might actually hear me break out in voice for real.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is the vocal version of Always and Forever with Jeff McBride.
Ooh, yeah. moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change.
Always and Forever, featuring Jeff McBride on vocals. That is from saxophonist Hulan's new CD, After Hours, which was released today and is available now on iTunes, Amazon, and Hulan's website, Hulan.com. So, Hulan, I would like to talk to you a little bit more about Jeff Koshua. I read that, you know, you put your music career to the side to go to medical school and take care of all of that. So when you decided to get back into music and Jeff agreed to produce the first CD, how much, your bio says that he was a mentor and a teacher to you, how much of that did he bring into the music for you?
Well, Jeff actually helped me tremendously. He really gave me a crash course in music. And recording in a studio is night and day difference than playing live. And he helped take my playing from where it was and helped take me to another level. And this is a man who I owe a lot to, because he saw something in me that I didn't see in me. And he gave me a tremendous amount of confidence and support. I remember the very first time I played with Jeff, it was at a fundraiser for some Anchorage Children's Home. And my band was supposed to open up for Jeff. And I was extremely, extremely nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Because if anybody could tell if I messed up or didn't play a note right, if I even breathed wrong, it would be him.
Mm.
And my anxiety level was higher than it's ever been. But I went out there and did the best that I could. And then he came out and played. And lo and behold, he invited our whole band to go back on stage with him to play some impromptu songs. And I thought, wow, if that's not an honor, what is?
Mm-hmm.
Because if he thought there was something wrong with your playing, he certainly wouldn't be doing that. So then after we start playing, he brings me up to the front of the stage. And I just thought he wanted to introduce me to the audience for putting on this fundraiser event. But it was more than that. He actually made me go off the stage, and he got off the stage with me. And he motioned for me to go up one aisle, and he went up another aisle, and we were trading solos back and forth. And I tell you, that was my first taste of musical crack. I was just so high.
Musical crack, I like that.
I think I slept for 4 days.
Uh-huh.
And you know, there was a lot of issues going on with the band at that point in time. And, you know, what started off as a bunch of guys just having fun became a matter of some egos. And one person all of a sudden thought they were better than another place. So the whole dynamics changed. And I was always considered not the best player, at least in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And for Jeff Koshua to recognize something in me and put me out there like that, you know, I said at that point in time, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I mean, this man believes in me. He obviously sees something. And again, I'm not a person who's ever read music or anything, at least at that point. And the next time I saw Jeff, he actually, and we were supposed to play together, this is a year later, he actually sent me his sheet music to play harmonies with him. And I said, oh, my God. And so this forced me to learn how to read music and play. So he obviously saw something, and he's just trying to bring me to another level.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got out to play this gig, and, you know, we had people on the band who, you know, are trained musicians and so forth, and always bragged about what they could do. And, you know, my keyboardist at that point in time told me that, you know, I was the worst saxophonist he had ever heard. So that led to the demise of that, but we had to come together one more time for Jeff. And so as Jeff was playing, he would turn to the guitar player, Mr. Just give me the sheet music, I can play anything. Well, his fingers froze. He didn't know what to do. And then he turned to the keyboardist to let him play a solo. His hands literally froze. I mean, all the people who supposedly knew what they were supposed to be great musicians. And then he looked at me, and I hit him note for note. I did not miss a beat.
Wow.
And that our relationship has just gotten better. He's shown trust in me. He's guided me. And obviously sees potential that I may not have seen in myself, and I was surrounded by so much negativity, and I would have never grown had I stayed in that situation. So I'm actually kind of glad I got out of that band, and I've just continued to grow. And he has mentored me. We actually did sax lessons online by Skype. Whenever he comes to do the recording, he's teaching me and guiding me. He knows my limits, but he sets a limit. He sets the bar. And every time I hit his expectations, he raises the bar even higher.
Mm.
And so I remember the very first time we recorded together, it took me 8 hours to do one song. And it literally, over a course of three or four days. We only made it through four songs. Well, this last time we got together, I actually did everything almost in one weekend. He just got me to that point where I'm that much more proficient, much more creative, and being able to express more confidence in my playing. And having him as a mentor has taken me in 3 years what it's probably taken many people to get to in a lifetime. And so I am very, very grateful.
Wow. That is a great story. That's a great story. Wow. Okay. I want to get back to some more music. I'm going to let you pick the next song.
I would like to maybe hear the title track, After Hours.
Okay.
As you can see, a lot of these songs have an evening type feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think After Hours, this title track encompasses all of that.
All right. This is After Hours.
Okay.
Thank you.
right, that was the title track from saxophonist Hulan's new CD, After Hours. This CD is available now. It was released today, and you can find it on iTunes, Amazon, and on Hulan's website, hulan.com. And you can follow him on Twitter at HulanSax. So follow him on Twitter and check him out on Facebook as well. So now, I'm sorry, Mike, did you have a question?
Yeah, I was going to ask him, Hulan, with being a saxophonist and, you know, and being a doctor and everything, how do you find the balance to kind of, for both things, kind of have time enough to do each, well, of course you got to do your day job, but I mean, how do you find the time to actually, you know, where is the balance?
And do you play for your patients?
Well, when I'm at work, I'm all about business.
Okay.
You know, I work sometimes 10 to 12 hour days, but I work 4 days out of the week. You know, mm-hmm. So I take every Friday off to recoup, and so Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays are my time off, and that's when I play. Trust me, I get in more than 40 hours during my 4 days. I do work hard, but being my own boss, I can at least structure my own hours the way that I would have them to be. And so Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays is my time off to relax, play my gigs, and recover from the week.
Okay. And what about playing for your patients? Do you play for them?
Like I said, when I'm at work, I'm all about work. I mean,
okay.
You know, I let them listen to the CDs, and every now and then I'll sing a song for them. But my pace is so hectic. I mean, I'm usually seeing 60 to 70 patients per day.
Wow.
And so I'm like Forrest Gump. I'm just running all day long. But I'm very efficient. I've got a 10-person staff, and we are very thorough, and we move. I mean, I'm the only person who does what I do in this area. And so we're busy, very busy.
Okay. All right. That's a good thing.
That is not a complaint at all.
Yeah. Now, I read that you and your wife started the Creighton Foundation. Tell us about that.
Well, there's a couple of things that we started doing. We wanted to do something to give back to the community. And the first thing that I did when I probably about 5 or 6 years ago, I endowed a scholarship for minorities at Florida State University. And unbeknownst to me, that was the first one in its history of Florida State University that was ever dedicated to minority students. Mm-hmm. First ever, and that really blew my mind. I'd figured somebody had done that, but apparently not. The second thing, I endowed a scholarship at my alma mater where I went to undergraduate school, a historically black college, Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri. So we actually have two scholarships out there for minority students. Then we started the Creighton Foundation, which is money set aside to help people with their deductibles and copays for those who cannot pay for their medical needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also sponsored two seasons for the Bay Arts Alliance, including numerous plays, including Spamalot, Color Purple. Those are some other things that I've brought here, trying to give some culture to this area. And Michael Bolton was one of the acts that I brought in, and my band opened up for Michael Bolton. And that was the first time I played in front of that many people. That was, wow, 2,500 people. And I wish they were all to see me, but they were there to see Michael Bolton, too, I'm sure. And that was amazing. But we're trying to do things for the community, because my feeling is it's not a matter of what you do, but it's what you leave behind, and it's your legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not just living for today. I'm living for generations that come after me.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wow, that's great. All right. All right. And do you have any upcoming performances in the area?
We're going to be playing at the African American Festival in Apalachicola on February 18th. Then we're playing for a Rotary International Function in April. And in May, we're going to be playing at Pineapple Willie's, which is a local tourist attraction here in Panama City Beach. But other than that, we don't have any other gigs at this point in time. I'm hoping, though, with the release of this CD, that we'll probably be able to get some play around the country, and that's what I'm really hoping for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Now,
well, I want. Go ahead.
Well, I'm gonna mention now that you mentioned that, hoping to get some play around the country. What if you? Well, how have you been trying to get your music exposed to people outside of Panama City?
Well, actually, I have over 5,000 friends on my Facebook page, on my personal Facebook page, and I have nearly 10,000 on my fan page. And when I look at the demographics of who's on my fan page, they really are literally from around the world, Canada, South America, Africa, France, Europe, China, Thailand. I have fans around the world. And my publicist has done a good job of trying to get my name out there. And so I'm hoping that eventually I can find a promoter that will book some gigs for me. But the problem with the promoters, it seems as though, unless you're already successful financially, that they may not want to take a chance on an unknown. I mean, but hopefully that will change.
Yes, we hope that will change too, because there are so many good artists out there that need the exposure. And you're right, the promoters just don't want to give them a chance, but hopefully that will change. I have a question from the chat room. Cheryl would like to know if you've ever played at Seabreeze.
Oh, I think I know who this is. No, Cheryl, I have not had a chance to play at Seabreeze just yet. It seems to be somewhat political. You got to sort of know the right people. And that hasn't happened just yet. But I'm really hoping that I'll be able to play, not this year, but maybe next year. Mark Carter seems to be the driving force on who plays there. And I'm just hoping that he'll give me a nod one of these days. But I will be at the Seabreeze Jazz Festival this April, but not as a participant though.
Okay. And now it's funny that you say that, because I mean, we interviewed another gentleman from a sax player from Panama City named Michael J. Thomas, and he mentioned the same thing and everything, saying that, you know, it seems like it's a political thing getting into some of these jazz festivals around the country. So
right.
Hopefully, like Terry said, we can kind of change the culture of that though.
Yeah, Michael is actually out of Destin. He's probably about 45 minutes to the west of me.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice guy, extremely talented sax player.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, there is a song on the CD called Sticky Trickuation.
Oh, Sticky Trickulation. And there's Speakeasy. Speakeasy is more like a Pink Panther-type tune. And it gives you sort of that 1930s prohibition feel. I'm hoping that this song will actually end up appearing in a movie. I really think it's got that great feel. Sticky Trickulation is a little play on words, and, you know, instead of tricky situation, sticky trickulation. But I like them both. I'd love for you to pick one and tell me which one you think you like.
I'm going to pick Sticky Trickulation.
Okay.
I like the name of the song. So
okay.
I'm going to pick that one and play that.
All righty. Go for it.
Thank you.
That was Sticky Triculation from Who Line's new CD, After Hours. That CD is available now. It was released today. You can find it on iTunes, Amazon, and on Who Line's website, wholine.com. All right, well, is there anything else you would like the listeners to know about you?
Well, let's see. I'm a fun-loving person. I'm a jokester. I'm a prankster. I love having a good time. I'm all about enjoying life. I'm all about enjoying my family and my children, my wife, and trying to make a better world.
And you are a martini drinker, and that is my drink of choice.
I like martinis. I like Hendrix gin, extra dry, shaken, not with blue cheese olives.
Oh,
not that I'm picky or anything like that. I just kind of know what I want.
Wow, that sounds good. That one sounds good. I have to try that. Well, we appreciate you joining us. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The big single that's being pushed is that "Do You Feel Me?"
Okay.
And that's the one the radio promoter is really trying to push out there. I had to put a couple up tempo songs on there, and I don't want to lull everybody to sleep. So there's "Do You Feel Me?" and as well as "Backstep." Are some songs that will actually get you grooving and make you stamp your foot.
All right. Well, I will close the show with that one. Do You Feel Me?
And so I try to give a little bit to everybody.
Okay. All right. We're great. Okay, Mike, do you have any more questions?
No, that's it for me. That's it.
Well, Hulan, thank you so much for joining us and giving us the opportunity to speak with you.
Oh, yes. Man, the pleasure is all mine.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you so very much.
And I wanted to let you know that I host another show called The Jazz Queen Show. It is a two-hour music show. And in the first hour, I feature a CD. So I will be featuring the CD on the 17th.
All right.
Friday the 17th. Yes. The show airs every Friday. So I will be featuring your CD on Friday the 17th.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. My pleasure. You're very welcome.
I hope you enjoy After Hours as much as I do, and it's really a labor of love, and it's something that I never thought I would see fulfilled in my lifetime, and God is good.
Yes, all the time, all the time.
Right.
All right, sir. Well, you have a great evening, and thank you again.
Oh, thank you so very much. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. All right, that was saxophonist Hulan. Again, his CD is called After Hours. It was released today. You can find it on iTunes, Amazon, and his website, hulan.com. Follow him on Twitter at HulanSax and on Facebook. All right, Mike, you have anything to add?
Nothing to add. Like I said, I just want to go back to what Hulan said. We got to kind of get this thing going for some of these independent artists because there's some really good artists that are deserving. I've talked to a couple of booking agents and a couple of promoters, and like I told them, I understand that every artist cannot be on jazz festivals. Every artist is not good enough to be on there. But for the majority, there are some great acts that should be given the chance to be on some of these jazz festivals. And I believe that, we have to somehow turn this thing around, and that would actually help the genre and, the culture of smooth contemporary jazz to grow.
I agree. I agree with you. All righty. Saturday, we are talking to guitarist Lloyd Gregory. His new CD is called Gentle Warrior. And so we will be talking to him on Saturday, February 11th. So tune in for that, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. All right, I'm going to close the show with Do You Feel Me from Hulan's After Hours CD. Let me thank Cheryl and Chris, Lori, for hanging out with us in the chat room. Thank you so much.
Hey, Lori.
Have a great evening. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth. This is Do You Feel Me?
thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.